Today on LifeQuest, we're talking with Rectalk Ross. She is the author of a new book called Prodigal, A Different Kind of Love Story. And she graduated with a degree in journalism. She then became a lawyer, but she is certainly an author because this is a book that's getting a lot of buzz, as we say sometimes. And welcome to LifeQuest, Rectalk.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
What prompted you to write this book at this time?
Well, I read a lot of books. You know, my friends and family always joke that I'm quite a bookworm. And I also, my boyfriend has two teenage girls as well, so we like to swap books and reading. And we found so many, you know, fun books out there, you know, romances, quick reads. But at the end of the day, after we finish the book, you know, we talk about how we feel a little unfulfilled. It's almost like a cheap kind of a thrill.
Yeah.
And I thought, wouldn't it be great to have a book out there that was a fun, exciting book you could read on the beach, but at the same time, when you were done with it, you really thought about your life and the purpose behind it, and you know, what the meaning is out there for you. And that's kind of how the idea of Prodigal came to be, the idea of there's not a lot of books out there, and wouldn't it be great to have something like that for me and for the girls?
Well, I've got to tell you this. I've got two daughters at home. One's 14 and one's 20. And I'm looking at this book and saying, this is the stuff they're going through. And
So
tell our listening audience kind of an outline of what's the theme of the book and the characters and that sort of thing.
Sure. Prodigal is a coming-of-age story. It's a young adult story about a teenager, Lexi Quinn. She's forced to move across the country her senior year in high school. She moves from Atlanta to Texas after her mother's diagnosed with cancer. Throughout the story, Lexi has to deal with a ton of curveballs that life throws her way. You know, she's got to deal with adjusting to a new school, making new friends. There's a bully in there. She's got to deal with that. She even has a first new love, all the while she's dealing with her mother's illness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, towards the end of the book, Lexi winds up turning to God to really help her make it through everything. And so it's really a story about change, things life throws our way, and having something to hold on to, like faith. So I think it's great for, you know, teenagers and for your daughters, but I also think it's something that everyone can relate to at any age.
Yeah. As you developed the idea for this book, and as you said, many of us can find relevance to it because of how life goes, what was the most difficult thing or the biggest challenge in writing this book?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny question because I think I had an unusual writing background, but because of the situation with my boyfriend and his two girls who I'm really close with, they actually became in some ways some of my first group of readers. And so I poured a lot of my heart and my soul into this book and a lot of my own experiences. And then to have, you know, two teenage girls read it and, you know, in some ways rip it apart and say, oh, hey, you know, this is great, but this is not what my friends, you know, how they would react, or why don't you put this in the book? And so it was fun, but it was also difficult having my tough critics be, you know, the two girls that live with us.
But was it helpful?
I think it was definitely helpful, especially the oldest one. It's very, very active in her church, and so I think having that to tap into, her youth group and kind of their reactions, I think was a really great add for the book.
Okay, and that also keeps you in touch with current ways girls talk and their vocabulary and the way they relate and what they're wearing and all that sort of stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah. I have noticed in the last, maybe it's more than a decade, the whole idea of faith-based books, stories. I mean, Christian bookstores are full of these now. And why do you think that's happening? What would this kind of emergence?
Yeah, I think we're in a really odd period of time in our history where there's just, you know, with all the news that's going on, there's just so many dark and sad and tragic things you hear about on a daily basis. You know, for example, what's going on in Syria right now. And I think people are really looking now more than ever for something that is positive and light and enlightening. And I think that's why people are really turning to faith.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking with the president of a Christian Writers Association, and I pointed out that a number of years ago, many Christians kind of looked crossways at even Christian fiction, but that's changed. It seems as if it's a big market now, and a positive one.
Yeah, I really think that's right. I think something else you're seeing right now is Christianity coming to people where they are in life. So whatever walk a person is on, however far they are, you know, in their belief, that's kind of where people are now trying to reach each other. And so I think that's another part of Prodigal. Prodigal, I think, is very accessible for people that, you know, maybe not are as far along their walk as others, or even people from other faiths or religion. I think they'll really find something in Prodigal that resonates within them.
As you have completed the book, and now you look back to it, I mean, it's in print, it's out there. We're going to talk in a moment about where people can get it. But do you see yourself in some of the characters here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think because it's my first book, I think a lot of, you know, my own experiences as a teenager got poured into it. Lexi, for sure, has a lot of parallels to things that I, you know, went through as a teenager. I also had my mother was diagnosed with cancer when I was in high school, and it was really important to me in writing this book to put some of that into the book, because when I went through the experience, and it was a really difficult time because you're at this point in your life where you're not yet an adult, you're not yet a child, and the people that you look to the most, your parents, for the support, you know, they're now dealing with something that's incredibly difficult for them as well. And it was hard for me to really know where to turn and where to look when I was going through that. And so it was important to me to put that into Lexi's story in the hopes that maybe other teenagers or young people reading it could find something to relate to and help them through.
Yeah. As you have mentioned to me earlier, yes, you were a journalist, and then all of a sudden you turned a direction and went into law, and I believe you're a practicing lawyer right now. How do you balance this part of life out? Because we've been writing out.
It's really difficult, and it's funny because I always get jokes from my friends and my family that I've managed to balance the law and the writing, but I never managed to have enough time for them. So take that for whatever it's worth. But, you know, I find that for me and also for others, probably your listeners can relate, when you have other interests in life, if you have a job or a second career or a hobby, it's just really important to make sure that you take time for that other interest, and you've just got to block it out, and you've got to stick with it. And that's really, I think, how I found the balance in my life, is having a schedule and making sure every week I take time for my writing.
Yeah. Do you think we're seeing a large percentage of young people who are pulled this way and that way by society and all that, but they're still looking for a faith direction?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely right. At least, you know, my boyfriend's children that I, you know, obviously see on a pretty often basis, and all of their friends, I'm always amazed whenever I speak with them just how important that is in their lives. You know, they really are, even with the influx of all the pop culture, and, you know, they're fun to watch, but the Kardashians and, you know, the Orange County, the Laguna Beach, all of that stuff. I think, you know, kids are really smart. They see beyond that, and they're still looking for something else.
Yeah, I've got to tell you that my 14-year-old has been going to a parochial, you know, church-related school through the 8th grade, and now she's in 9th grade, and I'm sending her to the local high school. Of course, most of these kids are go to church every weekend, you know, and are involved in things too. But the influence of culture, whether it's on television or what happens at school and all that, it seems to be all pervasive.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's funny because we went through that experience last year with Danny entering high school. But I think that's why a book like Prodigal is so important for parents, because I think kids need the exposure. When you show them, you know, something that's fun and easy and it's not hard for them to understand, but it also has a good message for them, I think that's really helpful to them. So letting them see all the great things out there and not just seeing, you know, the TV show or the movie that's violence or, you know, too much action or too many drugs. I think it's really, as a parent, we've got to, you know, show our kids there's also great positive things and then let them kind of run with it. Once you've given them the book, you know, like a Prodigal or the exposure to it, then watch them run with it.
Because it's very easy, at least for parents, to assume that all the stuff they see on situation comedies and, as you say, these reality shows, that that's setting up the moral direction and the decisions in life. And so hopefully when they can read a book like this and others like it, that it begins to make in a very palatable way the whole basis of our Christian faith.
Yeah, absolutely.
How would you like people to use this book?
Yeah, I think, you know, I tell a lot of my friends who ask who have kids, I think book clubs is a great way to use the book. I've got friends doing it. I've got, you know, some teenagers I know from church doing it. I think it's a good book to share and to read with each other because there's lots of different things in it. I think that, part of the appeal of the book is that it's got some fun questions and some things that are a little not traditional. So I think it really begs the question of talking about different aspects of religion and Christianity. And so it's good to do that with groups of people because you get different viewpoints.
Right.
That, I think, is a fantastic way to read the book, through a book club.
Yeah. As you've gone through the process here of writing this book, and you've mentioned this is your first literature production, what do you think? Are there going to be more coming along?
Yeah, absolutely. I am hard at work on my second novel. It's going to be a little bit of a departure from Prodigal in that it's not as light as Prodigal. It has a little bit of a darker edge. It's a survival action story, and yet it still has the hallmarks of a Rec Talk Ross book, as I like to call them, with a very strong female protagonist. It's got a great love story, and it also still has a very solid discussion of God and faith and religion.
Okay, now where can our listeners get a copy of this book?
Sure. Well, a great place to start is my website. It's www.rectalkross.com. That's RECTOKROSS.com. It's also a good place to check out other things about, you know, I have a lot of posts about me and about young adult culture and also about what teens are doing in the community that's positive.
Mm-hmm. And I assume you can probably get it on Amazon.com?
Yes, rectalkross.com. It's available in any bookstore. You can walk into a Barnes & Nobles, a Borders and get it, support your local, you know, bookstore wherever you are. And also online, you know, for the folks that like the e-books, it's available on Amazon and BarnesandNobles.com and other online retailers.
Again, folks, the name of the book is Prodigal. It's subtitled A Different Kind of Love Story by Rec Talk Ross, and you're going to want to check this out. Thanks so much for being with us today on LifeQuest.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right. Rec Talk, that was good. That gave a nice direction here, and I'm sure there's going to be this is on about 70 stations, this program, so it should give a wide interest in this. And let your publicist know when you've got something else we can talk about.
Thank you, and it's so fun talking to a pastor about it as well.
Okay.
Really love that. So thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.